I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Final segment of Ben and Woods brought to you by your San Diego County Credit Union. Vote SDCCU Best Credit Union in the 2021 San Diego Best Union Tribune Readers Poll at sdccu.com/vote. Haven't made the switch? Open a free checking account with e-statements online today. San Diego County Credit Union, it's not big bank banking. It has certainly been playing better as of late. I will talk with the voice of the Padres, Jesse Agler, play a little Incorporator right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Throw to first again. This one kicked away from Hosmer, but rolls back towards the mound. You don't often see that. I was coming up through the office at Petco Park today on the way to get to the booth, and I stopped by Eric Meyer's office. He's our VP of broadcasting and many other things. And he had something on the wall I'd never noticed before. It was from your dad's induction into the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, a U.S. postage stamp that was released in your dad's honor.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it either. It was really cool. Trejo swings here, grounds one, foul, left side. All the philatelists out there are going to be very excited. They can get a Tony Gwynn stamp from the U.S. Postal Service, but it was really neat. It was, I guess, part of the whole Hall of Fame induction ceremony.
Now, who's going to be excited?
The philatelists.
The philatelists.
The stamp collectors.
Like, hello?
Yes.
You learn something new every day with Jesse, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes!
Just wait until tonight.
That was a great moment last week on Tuesday, the Incorporator. Now, I have to ask, as Jesse Agler joins us here on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline, did you really go up to Eric Meyer's office that day? Or
did you just
work that in as a story to find the time to talk about a stamp, Jesse?
That was actually a thing that happened. And I went in there and I was just kind of like, you know, we were sitting and talking and, you know, the conversation was going wherever it was. And I'm very ADD, so I'm looking all around as I always do. And I looked at the wall. I go, what is that? And he's like, oh, it's a stamp. And I just started laughing at myself. I was like, well, here we go. We're good.
So I was going to say,
very fortuitous.
You don't get David Blaine on the phone and ask him how he does his trick. So just, you always have to know way too much. Just let it play out.
Fine.
Jesse, another great call last night. I could tell in your voice you were feeling the exact same way I was when Manny hit that ball in the first inning. I thought he got it off the bat. Then I saw kind of the angle, and I'm like, oh, God, this is going to hit off the very top of the wall, or Tapia is going to catch it. And I could hear in your voice, in your call, you were like, it was almost a sense of relief. What a cool moment that was.
Yeah, it's so nice because he's been, you know, grinding, I think, a little bit this year. You look at the overall numbers if you haven't watched the games, and you go, oh, what's going on with Manny? But, you know, you watch the games, guys. I watch the games. Like, he's hitting the ball so hard every single time. But we've had weird ones this year. You know, he's hit a bunch at guys. And then, yeah, that one, you know, it was like, all right, what's going to happen here? The ball hasn't carried great at Petco generally so far early on this season, and definitely wasn't sure. You know, off the bat, I thought he got it, and then all of a sudden you're watching Tapia, and he looks like he might have a play. And that wall is so low that it's tricky there because you always kind of have to wait and see. You know, guys can go up and make the play. But definitely, for me, a sense of relief. He certainly looked like he knew he got it all the way. But it gave Tony an opportunity to do something we've done a couple of times this year, which is to do the too high from Major League.
I loved it.
Too high.
I loved the Indians fans in the bleachers.
Who gives an S? It's gone. It's one of my favorite lines.
We've done it like two or three times this year. It's one of my very favorite things. And he worked it in beautifully last night. So that was, to me, the best part of the whole thing.
Well, I remember last week when you were on, Jesse, you predicted that without Fernando Tatis Jr. and Will Myers and Eric Hosmer and Jurickson Profar and Jorge Mateo, the Padres were ready to break out, that this was what they were kind of needed to jumpstart their season. Am I remembering that correctly?
No, you're very kind to say that. No, I think I felt the way everybody else did. You know, it was a stomach punch. You know, especially I think, you know, in a weird way coming out of the off day in Denver. And it was like, you know, it wasn't supposed to be an off day, but the rain out. It was like, really, this is what's happening right now. It's been a remarkable week. It really has. I mean, you have to give such an incredible amount of credit to these guys. And look, I think it's very easy to say, hey, good for the O'Grady's and the Andriolis and the Marcanos. And obviously it is. And they've all stepped up and they've played nice baseball. But I think really the story to me is more about the other guys, you know, who have been here and who now are getting it going. And really it's that basically top three or four in the batting order that we've seen pretty much every day. Grisham, Machado, Cronenworth. Fam's had some big hits. He's gotten on base a ton, at least in the Cardinals series. And those guys just basically saying, like, we got you. You know, we got you. We got this. This is okay. And for them to be able to kind of put the run together that they have since everything went down in Denver last week is a heck of a story. And I think, you know, one of the best things we've seen out of this team in a long time.
Talking to the great Jesse Agler here on Ben and Woods this morning, voice of the Padres. And, you know, here we go. I'm starting to get a little spoiled when Yu Darvish takes the mound. It's like, oh, yep. Ho-hum. Here we go again. 10 strikeouts, 7 innings, like... It's crazy. It really is. He's an artist out there, and the likes of which we haven't really gotten to see very much around these parts for a long time, at least since I've been here, Jesse. What he's doing this year, I don't think people are talking about it enough. I really don't. I think he's legitimately one of the best pitchers in baseball right now.
There's no question he is, and he was last year, and he was the back half of 2019. So that's a pretty good run, obviously, for Yu Darvish. And, you know, basically all started when he began working regularly with Victor Caratini in Chicago after the All-Star break in 19. But he's masterful. You're right. It's an artist out there. That's the kind of approach that it is. The fun thing is he doesn't usually overpower you, but he can. You know, I mean, he saves that 95, 96, 97 for when he wants to, you know, just kind of finish a guy off. And he's been absolutely brilliant. He's a true ace. That's how we talked about it last night. You know, he's not just a top of the rotation guy. He's not just your best starter. He's an ace. That's a word that probably gets thrown around a little bit too much in baseball. Not every team has an ace. And I agree with you. I don't think the Padres have had one probably since Jake Peavy, which is before my time here and before your time here. Give everybody a little bit of a sense of perspective. I mean, he's that kind of guy right now. Blake Snell can be that kind of guy. I think that's what's so exciting. And even though Blake hasn't gotten it going yet, you know, if you have two guys like that at the top of the rotation, you're going to be absolutely, you know, misery for other teams to have to face.
Jesse, I'm not going to ask you about the Manny Machado play on Sunday because I know what you think. And it's what we all think. It's a non-controversy. Yeah. It should have been a non-issue. So I will ask you about Jace Tingler's pregame Zoom yesterday from a manager who generally doesn't get too excitable on these things. I mean, he tries to keep things as uninteresting as possible for the most part. Thought it was kind of a notable moment for the second-year skipper.
I don't think there's any question. I think organizationally the Padres had made up their minds that, you know, if and when this came up, they were going to go out of their way if they needed to. And obviously Jays didn't have to go out of his way. It just was presented to him to defend Manny in a really vocal and serious way. And it began with Skip Schumacher on Twitter. You know, Skip kind of coming out of the bushes out of nowhere and blowing up some random guy that was arguing with Cody Decker, which was, to me, the great moment of yesterday. But you're right. I mean, Jace is as uninteresting on those things as is humanly possible. And that's clearly by design. I mean, I haven't asked him that, but I mean, it has to be. You know, it's very Bill Belichick. It's very one day at a time. It's very don't say anything. It's very I don't want to be the story. Look, he's there for his guys. That's what he's there for. He's not there for the media. You know, he's not there for the fans. He's there for his guys and his clubhouse. And my sense is that's how he approaches the job. And obviously it's working for him. So, you know, for him to be able to be as impassioned as he was yesterday, I think it required a little bit of a special circumstance. And this was because he knows how important Manny is to this team. He knows how important Manny is to the clubhouse. And he didn't like Manny getting dragged by Twitter people. And so he was out there in a way that you're absolutely right. He generally isn't. It was notable. It was very well done. It shows us perhaps our best example of what Jace might be like behind closed doors, what he's capable of, at least behind closed doors. Because, you know, we've heard from players a little bit here and there over the last 2 years. Hey, Jace came out and said X, Y, and Z. It really got us fired up, or boy, he's really such a great, intense competitor. Media wise, we don't really see that.
Yeah.
And I think yesterday was probably our first and best look at what Jace is perhaps sometimes like in the clubhouse.
Well, we got it on the when he very first started. You know, we were out at spring training. What you can see the real Jace come out on the field when he's running drills,
yeah,
right?
True.
Like
yep.
That is it's yes. a it. If you ever get the chance, Padre fans, when they open spring training back up again, to go watch that man run a practice, it's one of the greatest things. We were sold. We didn't know what to think, Jesse. You know, Ben's classic, who the fudge is Jace Tingler? Nobody had any idea. We went out, we watched one practice, we're like, all right, you got us. I mean, we were absolutely sold by the guy, and I thought that was such a huge step for him yesterday, and I loved it. I was ready to run through a wall. But today, Blake Snell is a guy that needs to take the next step, Jesse. And, you know, look, I think you can say this about Blake Snell. He's a frustrating watch at times. Got to be a frustrating guy to broadcast as well, because he's got the stuff. Everybody knows he's got the talent. Everybody knows he's got the resume. But it just, in your opinion, just watching, you know, not being a pitching coach, is it mechanics? Is it upstairs? What is it with Blake Snell?
I mean, I would guess it's a combination. It generally is with a guy of that caliber when he's not going right. You know, I would guess there's something mechanical that's throwing him a little bit, and then that kind of leads to other things happening. And then, yeah, maybe at times it's between the ears. You know, I agree with you. I think Blake would agree with, you know, what you just said about, you know, the way he's pitched, because we all know what he's capable of. You know, if this was some guy that was out of, you know, AAA and we'd never really seen him before pitching yep. like this, you'd say, all right, we're not quite sure what to make of him, and is this all that he is? But we know Blake is better than this. Blake knows that Blake is better than this, and everybody in the organization knows Blake is better than this. And for me, it's one of those things where it's like, all right, it's May 18th. That's fine. You know, I mean, the Padres have, you know, the most wins in the National League are tied for the most wins in the National League, and Blake Snell has yet to put together a real Blake Snell start. That's a positive. It's not for Blake, and I'm sure it's frustrating for him. And as you said, it can be tough to watch at times, you know, as a fan, because you're saying, man, just throw a strike. You got this. You can take this guy.
Yeah.
But tonight really feels like a great opportunity for him to go and do that. You know, look, the Rockies, they come in, they have Story, but he's not hitting particularly well right now. They do have a couple of guys who are hot, you know, Fuentes and Daza, although they cooled him off pretty well last night. And, you know, this would be a great time, I think, maybe for Blake to just go and get him. But look, you know, he can do that against any lineup and have success. For whatever reason, it just hasn't happened this year, and probably more accurately, for whatever reasons, it just hasn't happened this year. But it's in there. It'll show up at some point, and it'll be really fun. I know this, to watch him once he gets going on a roll, and he will.
Jesse, I got one more, and then Woods, you'll give you the incorporator word. But Trent Grisham extended his hitting streak to 8 games yesterday. He seems to be doing even something a little bit different. He's using all the fields. I mean, the base running has been better even than last year. The defense continues to be gold glove level. How good is this kid, and how good is he going to be? You get to watch him on a daily basis.
He's awesome. He really is. And you're right, because, like, he should get better. I mean, that's, you know, generally the way it works, especially if you have a work ethic like his. He's doing an incredible job. You know, that 8-game hitting streak you mentioned, I think that's tied for the longest on the team this year, with an opportunity to extend it here tonight. The defense is good. He just seems so confident. It was an observation Tony and I made during spring training, you know, like a couple of days into games. It was like, he looks like a different guy out there, yep. just the way he carries himself. And it was almost like the success that he had in 2020 plus the gold glove. He's like, all right, I got this. Like, I can do this. And clearly he can. The skill set is really impressive. As you said, he's hitting the ball to all fields. You know, we didn't see that a ton last year, and that was maybe a little bit of a surprise because it was supposed to be part of the package, and now it's happening on a regular basis. I remember, to have our second Skip Schumacher reference of the morning, last year in spring training, before everything got shut down, you know, Skip was talking about watching Grisham take BP, and Schumacher said Grisham takes batting practice in a way he had only ever seen one other guy do it, and that was Chase Utley. And say what you like about Chase Utley, and you know, I think a lot of people have opinions on him, rightfully so, but he could hit.
Yeah,
he could really hit. And he's, you know, Skip said the way that Trent takes BP, it's like he just works his way around the diamond, you know, like he's playing around the world on the basketball court. And he's like, Utley's the only other guy I've ever seen do that, where it's like, all right, left, center, right, and then line drives and then fly balls. He said it's unbelievable watching this guy take batting practice. And Skip was like, who is this guy that he's able to do this, you know, after however many games in the big leagues at that point? So he's a sky's the limit kind of guy. And I think we're starting to see him scratch the surface of what could be a very special player. He's at this point, and look, it's now time we can start saying this again. He's having an all-star type season. And, you know, he could be a guy that's out there in Denver this year. And the fact that he's hitting lefties with regularity this year, the fact that he's leading off basically every day, particularly with Fernando down. I mean, you just can't say enough good things about Trent right now.
I saw one other guy do it. You work with his son.
Yeah, that's true. And actually, if you came to the driving range and saw me do it, that's what I do at the driving range. But I don't do
around
it.
The
it's
world.
Not on purpose.
Ground balls.
It's not on purpose. Yes, it's not on purpose. You would. I hit at the range like Trent Grisham takes BP. It's remarkable.
All fields. He's an all field.
All right.
Hitter.
So here's the deal. Here's the word for tonight. I have it. I forgot how to pronounce it. So Paulie's going to put it into the translator. I'm looking at it. I know how to spell it.
Not that hard.
No. I forgot how they do it though.
Logomachy.
You ever heard that? You ever heard that word before?
I don't believe so. Logomachy.
Logomachy. It's spelled like logomachy, right? M-A-C-H-Y. Okay. Logomachy. It is an argument about words. Logomachy.
Logomachy.
Should be right up your alley.
Yeah, right up your alley.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a noun. Logomachy.
So here's the deal I'm going to make with you guys, because I know you keep trying to make it a little bit more challenging and everything like that. If Alan Trejo is in a starting lineup, the Aztec, for the Rockies, I will try and do it during an Alan Trejo at bat for added difficulty, because last week we did the word during an Alan Trejo at bat.
Wow.
So, you know, playing the Rockies again, I got a little extra for you.
Yeah, right, Babe Ruth over here. I love it.
I'm texting Bud Black now to make sure that Alan Trejo is in the lineup tonight to make sure that we get that opportunity. Jesse, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you,
brother. Have a great week.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Jesse Agler, voice of the Padres on our Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Maybe Buddy listening in, driving around. You know, he's in his hometown right now.
Yeah, so, that's true.
Alan Trejo in the starting lineup tonight, please, Buddy, so we can get a Jesse Agler in corporate. Honestly, your team couldn't have been any worse than they were last night. Try something different, because that wasn't working, whatever you were doing. Or don't, actually.
Logomachy.
Do the same thing you did last night. It's fine for the Padres fans in town. I feel kind of bad for Buddy, almost. I mean, I know he's the manager, so he's partly responsible for the mess that team looks like right now. But he also is not. I'm sure he didn't want to trade away Nolan Arenado.
I'm sure. Hey, Buddy, is this cool with you? No, it's not. Not even close.
Not at all. All right, good show, guys. That was fun on Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow. Guess who's going to join the program in town at Padres games?
7:35.
Major Garrett at 7:35 tomorrow. Great job by the executive producer, Paulie Reindl, booking that one. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. for Stephen Woods. I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your day. Padres baseball, 7:10 tonight here on 97.3 The Fan.